Thank you so much for calling customer support. My name is Shanta. How may I help you today?
Hi, Shanta. My name is Michelle Ferraro.
Yes, ma'am.
I have a fee on my account, and I don't know what it is.
Okay.
It's from, hold on a minute. It's from February 3rd.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yes, and I'd be more than happy to take a look for you here. Let me see here. One brief moment. Okay. May I start off by getting the zip code attached to the card that is being charged?
Sure. 19075.
Okay, and your name again, please?
My name is Michelle Ferraro.
Okay, let me take a look here. Now, I am showing a Ferraro in our system matching that zip code you provided me of 19075. Could the account possibly be in a different name by chance?
It could be. It could be in Emily. It could be in John.
Okay, I am referencing a John. Okay, just for security purposes, can you please verify the address for me?
Sure, 103 Garth Road, Orland, PA, 19075.
Okay, thank you so much. Yes, ma'am, one brief moment here. Okay, yes, ma'am. So when I do fully view the account here, what I am showing is there was a survey that was done where at the end of the survey, of there was a prompt to select a free gift just by paying shipping and handling of $7.45. I do see at that time a Wi-Fi booster was selected. It did have stipulations there in regarding to selecting that free gift that if you did not wish to be included in our Factory Direct Savings Club, we did strongly request you to give us a call back within 48 hours of cancellation. Due to there was no form of cancellation, Ms. Farrar, you was actually placed in our Factory Direct Savings Club, receiving a $125 gift card credit to be used at our Consumers Gadgets Club, our online web store.
Okay, so my husband is here, John, and he's saying he doesn't ever remember seeing that prompt.
Okay, it was actually within, I'm sorry, go ahead.
I remember getting the booster,
yes, sir.
Paying for the shipping for the booster, but I certainly don't ever remember seeing anything that, you know, was going to charge my card later on, you know.
Okay.
And God, that happened. I got that booster months ago.
Yes, sir. I am aware. Yes, sir. Well, I can definitely get this account canceled out so you don't incur any further reoccurring charges.
Okay.
Right.
Yes, sir.
Well,
yes, ma'am. And I do have...
Can we get that money back from the charge?
Oh, now, unfortunately, Mr. Ferrar, I'm not able to issue a full refund because there is showing a $125 gift card that has been sent out, that is being sent out to JAFSports13@Verizon.net. From what I'm showing, there's 1, 2, 3, 4 reoccurrence of $125. That has been sent there. Now, what I can do as a customer courtesy, I can issue a 35% refund, and that'll reflect for you within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
But I do see there's $500
now,
of. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Explain
I'm sorry.
To me again about this so-called $125
well,
that I received
with that Wi-Fi booster. It I'm trying to see if I can explain it so it won't be so lengthy there. Pretty much, like long story short, there's the payment there of the $49.97, which in turn the company provides you with a $125 credit to use at our consumer web store, where you can pick out many other different gadgets and trinkets and things of that nature on the website, totaling up to $125. And every month, that payment of $50 is processed, you know, providing $125. So I am showing that has been 4 months, if I'm not mistaken, I calculated. So it's showing a total of $500 credit that has been sent out to that email address. towards gadgets and different items
I mean,
that can be.
What does the email say? Like, what is the? I mean, I check that email account frequently, and
okay.
I don't really ever remember seeing getting any kind of email.
Yes, sir. Now, this email was originally sent out on October 31st. It should be something around the lines of direct savings, trendy discount goods, something of that nature.
And
you can also.
What is the company name?
Well, we actually are a third-party call center that do assist with over hundreds of different products, but we represent the Wi-Fi booster as well as that partner with that sweepstakes. But the information that you are requesting is actually, like I said, trendy discount goods.
Okay.
Yes, sir. I've probably
seen them and deleted them because
oh.
to me that it all sounds like just it all sounds like fishing expedition to me.
Yes, sir.
And you know, like I said, when I signed up for I did this little survey. It
yes,
said,
sir.
Okay, you can get a free gift. Here's your choices. Here's your shipping and mail. Okay, a couple dollars. That's fine. I get it. I didn't see anything else that opted give me an opportunity to opt out or you know, that said, oh, okay, we'll continue to do this for a month, but if you don't opt out by a certain date, then we won't charge your card. Like, I don't remember seeing anything like that.
Yes, sir. And I do hear, I do understand. And I have no reason, Mr. Ferrara, to provide you any false information or for any personal gain. I'm just providing the information that was viewed in the terms and conditions. As a courtesy, what I can do, I can meet you in the middle at what was charged of the $49.97 by applying my employee and friends discount, and that will get a refund of $24.99. I can have that reflected back into your account within 3 to 5 business days.
That's
fine. I'll do that. But
yes,
now,
sir.
I also
and,
need to stop the recurring fees.
Oh, yes, I did that. I did that when I was dealing
okay.
with Ms. Ferrara. Yes, ma'am. And I know you said that it could be a possibility where it may have gotten deleted, or if it's anything like my Gmail, you got Verizon, but it could have gotten placed in your junk or spam folder by mistake. What I can do, I can forward the information to my supervisor to see if she can get a link resent out to you, because as I mentioned, there is like $500 worth of credits there, and there are some great gadgets on that site, if I could say so myself.
Yeah, no, that's okay. I
sure
that's fine. I don't care about that. I would like that, you know, at least $25 refund if we could do that.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And I do have the cancellation number for you. Do you have a pen and paper available?
Hold on, one minute.
Take your time.
Okay, go ahead.
All right. So this is canceling all reoccurring charges, and that cancellation number is C as in cancel, 25889739-5.
Okay. C as in cancel, 25889739-5.
Correct. Yes, sir.
Okay. Great.
All right, but I do assure you everything is canceled out, and just allow no more than approximately 3 to 5 business days for that to reflect.
All right, thank you so much. I appreciate your help.
You're welcome there, Mr. and Mrs. Ferrara. Thank you for calling customer support. You both have a great day.
All right, thanks. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Okay, all good?